In other matters around politics now, barely 2 months on from the party room coup that toppled Malcolm Turnbull, the federal government is again embroiled in leadership tensions. Some are predicting a challenge to Nationals leader Michael McCormick is coming perhaps as early as next week, with the former leader Barnaby Joyce letting his colleagues know that he wouldn't mind his job back.
I've always said that that if anything was offered to me, I would take it. It is faux modesty to say if you're offered a job, you'll turn it down. That is garbage. Otherwise, there wouldn't be a cabinet minister, there wouldn't be a leader, there wouldn't be a deputy leader.
So if it comes up, no, you'd be okay.
Yeah, if it came up, it was offered to me, I'd take it. But I'm not touting for it. I'm not collecting the numbers for it.
Barnaby Joyce speaking to David Spears on Sky. Well, Phil Currie is the chief political correspondent for the Financial Review. Phil, hello there.
Morning, friend.
I think it's fair to say the Nats are in turmoil. A number of them are unhappy with Michael McCormick's leadership. Their background, they think he lacks cut-through. He's not standing up to the Liberals. Is this coming to a head?
It feels that way. It certainly took off yesterday. Just, it'd been sort of burbling around a little bit for the last few weeks and days. But yesterday it seemed to really get ahead of steam as such. And well before Barnaby made those comments to David at late in the day, it was already sort of, that was the view around that he would be prepared to take it if he were to be tapped. And look, they're all at sixes and sevens over this. They're not very good at these sort of things. This is very un-national, if you like, rolling leaders.
Yep.
I think it's only ever happened once, other than when Barnaby had to step down. So there are people who think Barnaby hasn't sufficiently redeemed himself yet in the eyes of the public and should wait till after the election. There's others who are worried about their seats. It's mainly coming out of Queensland, this push, and they don't think they can win seats up there. It's the same sort of view, I guess, that drove the push against Turnbull, and they need Barnaby up there. Others say, only Joyce can come to my electorate and fill a community hall for fundraising. Michael can't, et cetera, et cetera. So,
does that stand true, do you think? I wonder about the women's vote for Barnaby Joyce in terms of, he stepped aside, he stepped down from the leadership amongst those allegations of sexual impropriety made against him, serious allegations by a high-profile rural woman.
Well, this goes again to what I was saying about redemption. Is he sufficiently redeemed? And some of the more sort of sage minds in the party don't think he is. If there was one consistent thing yesterday, Fran, that was there was an inevitability about this. I heard that from two or three people, but it was when and what would the trigger be? Well, there is, as you said, speculation about next week. Next week, they're not necessarily all going to be here because it's Senate estimates hearing. So if they were to have a party room meeting and a ballot, they'd have to make sure everyone turns up because not all the senators would be here.
Okay. These tensions in the Nats erupting just days out from the Wentworth by-election. I'm not sure what the Libs would think of that, but the Libs
are happy.
They're not happy. Well, they're not happy with Malcolm Turnbull either, I think. They think he should be doing more to support the Liberal candidate, Dave Sharma. You've written this morning in The Fin that Malcolm Turnbull is on his way home from New York, but he won't be back in the country until Monday after the by-election. Do you think that if the former Prime Minister, had done more to back in Dave Sharma, it would have made a difference?
Oh, look, impossible to tell, but certainly people in the Liberal Party were hoping. I mean, they didn't expect Malcolm to come back and campaign as such, and I think everyone agreed that would have been quickly turned into a circus. But he was asked informally and formally just to sign a letter that would be sent to electors, especially after his son urged people to not support the Liberal Party. So as I understand it, friend, the Liberal Party formally asked him, as did former colleagues, mate, could you just sign a letter saying, look, Dave Sharma, you may be unhappy with the government and what happened to me, etc., but don't punish the Liberal Party. We need to win the seat, etc. A letter to that effect, and he's declined to do so. So,
right.
And he, as you said, he is on his way home, but he's going to stop in at Singapore and hang out with his boy, and he'll be home Monday.
Come home post by-election. Just briefly, the government's been playing down the diplomatic fallout from the about turn on Middle East policy. Now we've seen apparently text messages from the Indonesian Foreign Minister Retno Marsudi to Australia's Foreign Minister Maurice Payne, warning the talk of recognising Jerusalem as the capital is, quote, a really big blow that will, quote, affect bilateral relations. What do you make of that?
Well, it certainly doesn't underscore the public comments of the government that the Indonesians were sweet with this on the on the day Scott Morrison announced that he said he'd spoken to Jokowi, the president, and Trade Minister Birmingham had spoken to his counterpart, and they were good with it. We were reassured. This doesn't back that up, friend.
No.
Look. At the same time, I don't know. I assume they're all politicians in the end, the Indonesians as well. Sometimes people understand things have to be done for domestic reasons in other countries.
Yes.
But I guess it just depends how far this gets pushed. If this comes to fruition,
okay.
I think it could be quite damaging.
Well, we'll wait and see if it ever does. Phil, thank you very much.
You're welcome.
Phil Currie is Chief Political Correspondent with the Financial Review. You're listening to RM Breakfast. It's 7 minutes to 8.